And so, as we've been doing, we're taking deliberate time to ground into the body. Really feeling into body. Keeping it really simple. There's nothing fancy about it. We feel the sensations at our feet. Our bottoms. In the chair, the cushion, the bench. Sense of our hands. This is our home base, this body in the moment, with these changing sensations coming and going, nothing permanent. So too, the breathing is coming and going. Allowing for some nice full breaths. And as you feel ready, just letting the breathing subside and be however it is. And so, with the sense of the body sitting, those touch points anchoring us in our true home, the present moment, we also have the breathing. The breathing, it comes, it goes, it flows. And we track it with a friendly awareness, with interest, letting too our goodly intentions for being here today guide us. Allowing the breath to be just as it is. Allowing our sense of the present moment through body and breathing to be just as they are. Feeling the breathing wherever it's easy for you. Doesn't matter where that is. Whole body breathing, specific location, it's all good. Whatever is salient for you. Really allowing. So allowing, accepting that things are as they are, this body, this breathing, and sensing them. This is fundamental to letting be and letting go. Again, Donna Folds in her poem, Allow. There is no controlling life, try corralling a lightning bolt containing a tornado. Dam a stream and it will create a new channel. Resist and the tide will sweep you off your feet. Allow and grace will carry you to higher ground. The only safety lies in letting it all in, the wild and the weak, fear, fantasies, failures, and success. When loss rips off the doors of the heart or sadness veils your vision with despair, practice simply bearing the truth. In the choice to let go of your known way of being, the whole world is revealed to your new eyes. So can we simply bear the truth of whatever is arising and passing from this lovely anchor container of body and body breathing? Coming home to body and body breathing again and again as attention wanders, pushing nothing away, letting it all in, letting it all move through. Grounding again and again and again as attention wanders. Feel those touch points. Connect with the breathing. Coming back to our true home, the present moment, through body and breathing. Periodically asking, is there a struggle? Is there a struggle? This might point to some hindrance that can be open to. Wanting, not wanting, restlessness, sloth and torpor, doubt. Open to it. Even as you ground through body and breathing, feel it within the container of body and breathing. periodically asking, how's the attitude? And this might help us notice any wanting or not wanting. Not to blame and shame ourselves for these experiences, they're human, but rather to recognize and allow them, to know them, to let them move through. Ah, there's a little wanting. How about that? Oh, there's a little pushing away, aversion. Ah, didn't notice. The moment we notice, we're not being swept away by the hindrances, and we can be truly present, truly home in the present moment. And so feel any of these through the body. We might ask, how's the energy? It might help us notice restlessness, sloth, and torpor. We can open to them and care for them in full awareness in the present moment, rather than being driven by them unawares. We might also periodically ask, how's the confidence or the faith or the trust in ourselves or the practice? Maybe just fine, enjoy that. Or it may feel a little wobbly, and there, doubt has been revealed. Ah, I see you, Mara. I see you. It's a trickster. The moment we label these experiences, they no longer have us. engaging at any point with a little rain practice to help with any troubling experiences or any hindrance. And remember to really ground first, then it's recognize, a little label, allow, really allow it, accept that it's here. And then investigate it through the body. How is it manifesting all through the body? That's the eye of rain, and then the in, many possibilities. We remember, not always so. Naturally, this is happening. Nurture, we can give ourselves soothing touch, soothing words. Sometimes we notice that presence of one hindrance, we realize, oh, there's another and another, and they can build on one another. So sloth and torpor, sleepy mind can feel irritating, possibly aversion. And then we can get swept into wanting things to be different, which generates a lot of restlessness. And the mind gets busy, 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 and we're right off the practice, and we're saying to ourselves, I don't know how to do this. This is stupid practice. Makes no sense. We're into doubt. We've got a multi-hindrance attack. Come back, come back, come back. Just feel body. Ground in the breathing. Name experiences as they show. And open to them. Ah, yes, you too. You too, of course. Naturally. And if there's some difficulty that feels quite strong that you might want to really do a rain practice, by all means take the time for that, but be sure to ground before you do more with the rain. Or just continue with body and breathing, whatever you need. Can we allow everything to be here without being swept away? Can we stay anchored in the present moment as we witness it all? To allow is to let go of things being other than how they are. Noticing any benefits from the practice. Appreciating them. And letting any benefits that are here be of help to us as we carry on with the rest of our practicing today and interact with one another.